Hello there. I know that some of you really like it when I talk about my traumas. So that's what we're gonna do today. This is hard for me to share, but I feel like I can get over it better if I share it. So I'm basically I'm talking about why I love Head, and that comes from a place of a little sprinkling of trauma. It's not really anything too bad. It was just I had a boy I was seeing who ended up kind of using me for oral. So yeah, that's where this story is going. So if that's not for you, then please click out, look after yourself, and I will see you in another audio. So, right, why I love giving Head. Why I love sucking your cock. So basically what happened was a few years ago, and it really was quite a few years ago. I got with one of my colleagues at work, and we went on a date, and then on this date I sucked his cock, and then every time we met up it was just what we did. But I was kind of used to that, because when I was in school and I would meet up with boys, they would always kind of just expect me to do that. And I got used for it quite a lot, because I would kind of jump from boy to boy to seek validation, to get love that I clearly couldn't get from myself. But I got with this colleague and we met up a few times, and I sucked his cock every time. And I thought, this is gonna make some of you laugh, I thought he really liked me. I thought it was going somewhere. I thought that it was going to be a relationship. I was really excited about it. But he did not have the same plans at all. So I told all of my colleagues that we were seeing each other, and I was really excited about it. And he broke it all off, and he told everyone that I was really bad at giving head. He told all my colleagues. I still work with those colleagues to this day. Not only that, but the boy I'm talking about is in the same job role as me, and we got promoted at the same time, and we get our Christmas bonus together. Literally, like, it's so, like, me and him are the only ones in our department. Like, we work in the same, like, we are the same job role. We are like a duo. So that's really, really difficult. Really, really difficult. But every so often, there's a work party. You know, we love a work do, where we'll get super drunk. And me and him, like, sometimes start talking about the past. And I say to him, what you did was awful, but it's one of the best things you've ever done, and it's one of the best things that ever happened to me. Because now, every time I give someone head, every time I suck someone's cock, every time I take their dick down my throat, I try and outdo myself every single time. I outdo myself by taking it further down my throat than I ever have before. I break a new record of how long I can keep my mouth on the cock without taking it off. I do everything. I'll massage their balls. I'll play with their asshole. I'll lick up and down their shaft. I'll lick all around the head. I'll lick in circles, moving my tongue around in circles. I'll do all of that good stuff. I will scratch up and down your thighs. I will feel your ass. I will do everything I can to make sure that you get the most pleasure out of it. And every single time, I'm trying to make a new record for myself. I'm trying to be the absolute best you've ever had. And it all comes from that one horrible error I made years and years ago. And I felt so insecure about it at first. I felt so awful. But now, now I know I'm good. I know I'm good with my mouth. It feels so good to say that. It feels so empowering to say that. I don't really know how to end this audio, but I do want to end it on a high. And something I can tell you guys is one of the last work parties we were at, we were talking about what happened. We were a little too drunk. And I told him that. Not in so much detail, obviously, but I told him, I'm glad that that happened, because now I give good head. And he said he would give me another go if I wanted. In his dreams. Obviously, I shouldn't care what he thinks anymore. That my stupid, traumatized, seeking validation girl brain absolutely cares a little tiny bit what he thinks of me, what everyone thinks of me. But yeah, I wanted to share that with you guys. I don't know, so maybe next time when you're listening to one of my audios, maybe you can think about me sucking your cock. Think about how hard I'm going to try to please you, how much I'm going to fawn over you while I do it, telling you that you're always right, and how you're the best thing that ever happened to me, and how big your cock is, and how I don't think it's all gonna fit. And just know that I'm trying to outdo myself every single time. Thank you for listening. And I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your day.